This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at scifinoise.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. Okay. The news broke yesterday, as of this recording, that Orphan Black, the BBC America show, has been renewed for a fifth and final season. And there are a lot of people who are part of the Clone Club, which is, you know, just a bunch of fans of the show, who are upset, you know, that it's coming to an end. However, I am a fan of the show. I have been since the first episode. Actually, since the first 5 minutes of the first episode. And there were a couple of times where I thought that the story was kind of dragging. And I was not really all that enamored of the storyline in the desert. You know, I don't know how else to put it. But other than that, I've really been enjoying the show, and I've really been enjoying this season, to tell you the truth. I think that this season they've gotten back to the basics of this small band of a family, basically, going up against these... this mysterious forces, and you don't know exactly what they want or what's going on, you know. But the part in the desert and the cult, you know, those two made me just go, okay, that's a strange twist. But I've been pretty much digging everything else. And this season, they've, I don't really know if they actually meant to do this in the way that they did, but they sort of opened up themselves to the potential of spinoffs and ancillary properties. Part of what they introduced was a subculture of people who are getting themselves genetically modified. And if that's not ripe for at least a novel, I don't know what else is. You know? But yeah, that's something you know, worth considering. I do not know why in the world this car is making so much noise all of a sudden. Anyway, but that said, that I've liked it. It hasn't been a perfect show, but it's been a very good show. You know, Tatiana Maslany should have gotten acting awards, you know, Emmys for the past 4 years. Well, 3 years, because this is number four. She should get one for this year as well. Because there are times when I'm serious, I actually forget that these aren't actresses playing these parts, but one actress. You know, it's just, there are times when it's just like, oh, yeah, that's right, same person, you know. But to me, 5 years is enough time for them to tell their story, to tell a compelling story, and to end it and move on to something else. I mean, how many shows have really gotten better after season 5? There you go, you know. Some people might go out on a limb and say Doctor Who, but Doctor Who reboots itself every couple of years. They may have some characters that go from regeneration to regeneration, but for the most part, every couple of years, it's pretty much a new show. You know, a lot of shows don't have that, and a lot of shows can't do that, you know. I'm serious, I was thinking not just science fiction, but any show period. You know, 5 years just seems like that point. And then once you get past 5 years, it's just you know, the law of diminishing returns. It's like, okay, I'm only still watching because I've been watching, you know. Then all of a sudden it doesn't become something that you want to watch, but it's just something that you're used to watching. I even think that when it gets to the 5 year mark, that maybe they should think about ending shows like The Flash and Arrow and even Supergirl, you know. I mean, and these are shows where they could conceivably keep going on, because it's not like Smallville. Because with Smallville, you knew there was really only one way to end the show, okay? And that is the way that they ended the show. But beyond that, you know, it had a shelf life as well. There was only one way they could end the show, which is the beginning of pretty much the next story. But Barry and Oliver and Kara are already established. You know, they don't need to, you know, you can finish now and their story can be done. And by the way, the beeping you hear in the background is my coolant temperature thing going off. For some reason, it likes to go off. You know, the car keeps saying that it's going to overheat, but it never actually overheats. So I don't know if there's like a problem with a fan belt or whatever. We see it just stopped, you know. Although for the first time, the car did actually cut off. I think I should be concerned. But anyway, the story for Smallville was Clark Kent before he became Superman, okay, because there was no Superboy in this reality. But we've already seen Barry Allen before he was the Flash. You know, he was on a bunch of episodes of Arrow, right? We are seeing the story of Oliver Queen before he became the Green Arrow. That's like what we've been watching for half of the past 4 seasons. And Supergirl, we already know the story of Kara before she became Supergirl, because we saw, what, 15 minutes of it on the very first episode. Smallville was building up to him becoming Superman. And then in the last episode, you know, if you haven't seen it, spoiler, sorry, he becomes Superman, you know, and he starts flying around. And they could have then transitioned from Smallville to Metropolis, but by that time, it had been 10 years. It really should have ended at around the 5 year mark, okay? But in those last couple years, they did have fun with a bunch of episodes, because they introduced a bunch of new superheroes and new superhero concepts. comic book concepts, which is something that they could do with DC's Legends of Tomorrow, because I keep hearing that the plan is to change up the roster every year, where the only constant is going to be Rip Hunter. That's what I heard. It might be true. It might not be true. I don't know. Excuse me. But if they do that, that could give the show a few more legs, you know. Maybe they could go past 5 years. Although, once again, should they? Because they struggled this first year. Maybe instead of... Maybe they should think about doing shorter seasons, but... Like I said, I've been a big advocate of that for a while now. It is one thing about Orphan Black. They don't have, you know, 20 episode seasons. You know, they have, what, 13, 14? Which is what a lot of basic cable shows have. But network shows, for some reason, it's 20 or bust. Which, okay. You know, if they did have shorter seasons, it'd totally get off on a tangent, but kind of. Maybe Agent Carter could have stuck around a little bit longer, you know? If she was going to be guaranteed, like, 10 episodes a season, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. would be guaranteed 10 episodes a season, they could get in, tell their story, and get out before people got sick of them, you know, because that's a problem with a lot of shows that go that long, is that they have to put in a lot of filler, right? And sometimes the filler can be good, right? Sometimes, you know, the best type of filler is filler that doesn't seem like filler, but it's actually foreshadowing to the next major story plot point, you know. The episode where Simmons was stuck on that alien planet, right? That just seemed like filler to show, oh, this is what she was doing, this is how she survived. But then when you realize that that episode, you know, later on you realize that episode was directly tied to the introduction of the big bad for the season. That episode, which was my favorite of the entire season last year, means a lot more, you know. It seems more than just a way to keep the actors busy for a week and give everybody else a short break. It actually meant something. But you can't do that with everyone, you know. Even the best, you know, one of the best shows of all time, Babylon 5, it only lasted 5 seasons, right? And their 5 seasons were plagued with like 2 or 3 years of, are we gonna get renewed or what? You know, so they didn't exactly know what was gonna happen from year to year, right? And that's, I think, was it season 4, which could have been like great, suffered because it was sort of rushed. You know, it felt rushed at parts. And number 5 seemed like, okay, if that whole season 5 of Babylon 5 felt like we're wrapping stuff up, okay? But even then, even like the best series ever still had filler. There was like that one Gropos, I think that's what it was called, episode where we take a look at a bunch of infantrymen who are about to go off to war, right? And you could just watch it and know that none of these guys were going to survive, you know. And once again, spoiler, sorry. You knew that none of them were going to survive, and that's just what happened. I don't know the purpose of that episode other than they needed another episode that season, you know. And unfortunately, it was a really good episode, you know. And I was kind of hoping that the reason would be, okay, no, there was something important in that particular episode where, as we're watching it, we find out that the shadows have this this new weapon or something. We learn a little bit more about the enemy that they were going up against. But instead, we just learn about these people. And it was really well written. But in the grand scheme of things, it just seemed unimportant, you know? And that's like the worst thing that can happen for an episode, is for it to feel unimportant. How in the hell did I get off on that? But yeah, it still only lasted 80 then. I got to a yellow light. Okay, sorry about that. All right, I got to a yellow light and I thought to myself, should I go or should I stop? And I just should have gone because I had to obviously stop really short. And my phone is on the seat next to me, and when I stopped, it went flying. And when it went flying, the earbud, which holds the microphone that I am currently speaking in, also went flying. So there you go. All right. 5 years is a little too much, and I think I've been doing sci-fi noise for what, about 7 or 8 years now. So yeah, they're not going to get any better, folks. Anyway, I think I'm done. I will be back soon with another episode. Take it easy.